Kenny Mullings, and Tart of the Plug is The Awkward Journalist.
Excellent. So we've just been to see the Yinka show at the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. What did you make of it?
Well, I thought it was very striking pieces. I think that his use of fabrics was actually really inspired by... altogether, it was very aesthetically pleasing, which is what I always look for in an art form, and really captures you before you go into a deeper meaning. I particularly liked the child on the globe. I thought her stumbling over the globe, not really noticing what was going on, was it was quite inspiring, to be honest.
Do you think it's a kind of metaphor for modern life in some meaningful way?
The ballerina standing on top of the flower cloud, as they put it, which is actually the mushroom cloud, captures that a lot more.
Yeah, that was pretty good. There was kind of a theme going on of like elitism and prejudice and things like that that I thought was quite interesting. What did you make of the there were some dandy foxes that had golden guns and blackberries? What did you make of that?
The Gaddafi guns, which were golden replicas, was replicas of the Gaddafi gun, as well as holding the blackberries, I thought was it was showed a bit of insight into the London riots, and as he calls them, the Blackberry riots, when all the blackberries were used for Facebook and to alert each other where the police were.
Okay, so I can sense from your accent you're a southerner. Were you around at the London riots? Did you get any new trainers or?
I was around at the London riots a bit more than I'd like to, mainly defending what property I had. But yeah, I had a few friends there, and they actually actively engaged in it in prison now, but I think it was quite engaging to see another perspective of the riots, yeah.
Excellent, thank you.
My name is Kate, my blog is littlemame.wordpress.com.
Little?
Mame, M-I-M-A-I-M.
Okay, so this was your first kind of art opening tonight. Mm-hmm. What are your impressions?
I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. I thought that I might find it pretentious and maybe a bit kind of beyond my scope of understanding, but I found it very kind of accessible. I thought that the themes and the ideas that he was trying to put across were very interesting, and the way that he did it was... It looked good to me. It was bright and colourful, and I thought it was really interesting, actually. Really enjoyed it.
So what work in particular struck you as being, really good?
The one that sticks in my memory, I don't know that it was my favourite exactly, but the little children with the wings, I think it was called Food Fairies, because it was so creepy, with the wings being the way that they were, and that kind of contradicts the idea of them being helpers and coming to feed people and things.
So kind of like vultures' wings, weren't they?
Right.
And you've got this idea of food coming in. I thought it was quite interesting as well.
Yeah, it stuck in my mind anyway.
So going forward then, do you think in the future you'd want to go to another art opening? Or?
Yeah, I would actually. It would... I appreciate the fact that we had the lady there to tell us everything and explain everything to us. I think I would have missed a lot of it if I hadn't had that. So maybe I would ease myself in it and go for a tour before I just jump in there with no knowledge.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So how can people follow you on the Twitter that they have nowadays?
Mine is @littletinykate.
Excellent.
That's me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Daniel Cunningham, age 21.
Okay, so what did you make of the show tonight?
I thought it was great. I was looking for auspicious emblems of China in there, because I think that that every African artist must just be like they must have it on their minds what the presence of China in Africa is at the moment. There's communism in Angola and Sudan.
So you kind of took a lot of the kind of political thing from the show.
Not just that. I think that the fabrics, the thing that he started off with, the woman who was presenting, the curator, I can't remember her name. She was talking about Indonesian fabrics, batik. Batik fabrics. Yeah. That was where it first started to come up in my head. I was thinking you've got to think of Asia at the moment, because you know, she mentioned every superpower apart from China.
Excellent. So, in terms of the show then, what would you say was your kind of favourite work?
My favourite work? I like the ballerina actually on the... On the black mushroomy cloudy lotus flowery black thing. There was a lot of like black splodges in the exhibit, and representing oil, she says. But really, it's the collective unconscious, isn't it? Yeah, the black is. That's what black is in most terms.
So that the you had the ballerina and the black cloud, and then you had the oil room, didn't you? With the idea. What was it? The ether.
Yeah, the ether
that connects the earth, wind, fire,
the elements,
water. Yeah, what did you make of that?
I was just thinking collective unconscious.
Yeah,
that's all I was thinking of. I tell you something that really caught my eye was the fact that he didn't have much architecture in his work, especially in the film. The film was really focused on the people and the choreography of the movement. It was like a dance. Architecture isn't a part of his work. I don't know if that's a part of like craft coming from Africa. I mean, like, our buildings really like.
Yeah.
So I mean, if there's something to do with that.
Yeah. So I mean, there was the totems, wasn't there? That was what did you make of them, with the kind of almost crazy nails and different textures going through?
They reminded me of tie-dye psychedelic work. We had a Jamie Reed exhibit at the Temple Works recently, and his work was quite similar to that in some respects, with the fabrics and the fact that I question how much of the work he actually makes by his own hands, how much of the ideas that are produced in a factory rather than... Because Jamie Reed works in the same way, he's too old to produce most of his works now, apart from his drip paintings, which were what those were like. And the curator was talking about how he's disabled and how he has to work around these canvases, and that's how they turned out. I do question how much of his work he actually makes himself by his hands, and that's a big thing for me with artists.
So for you it's kind of about creating rather than ideas, or?
Yeah, well, I'd describe him more as a photographer than anything else. I mean,
that's interesting.
Yeah, because his work was originally in photography, she said, and the paintings in the... I heard you mention before that you really liked those paintings. They were all digital photographs. So,
yeah.
I would definitely say that maybe he is a photographer because of his disabilities, but he has found objects produced for him, maybe in a pop art kind of way.
That's a good way of looking at it.
But if I'd have been told who I was coming to see before I came to see this, then I'd know more definite kind of facts about the bloke.
maybe that's helped you in that way.
Interpreting it, maybe.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much.
That's all right. Over and out.